Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, baby. Listen, it is fire falling from the sky Thursday. You know what? Because we have got some hot stuff for you today. Did you hear what I said? The illustrious sounds of Bel Air. She's going to be here today. And her producer, Chico Bennett. We have some hot tunes for you. She has a story behind the sound. We're going to get on down with it on today. Honey, the fire is going to fall on Sunday. Broadcast live in the Windy City. It is Thursday, baby. Listen, it's October 31st. Get your Halloween. Now listen, I ain't gonna go all day on Halloween because we got something to talk about on tonight. It is 7:30 on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm gonna say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I gotta push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the home. Working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum and sponsored by Gumbarum. The CEO and the founder of Gumbarum is Steve. Shakalaka, shakalaka, boom, boom, yeah. Steve Gum is the founder of Gumbarum. Listen, y'all, he the hardest working retired man I ever did see. He really is. He is pushing Gumbarum. I can't even keep up with him. I really can't. You know what? He's pushing his Gumbarum. But listen, let me tell you, you can now get Gumbarum all throughout the United States. Yes, you can. Just go to cwspirits.com, cwspirits.com to get your Gumbarum. And at the checkout, the secure checkout, use the code for the discount code for your discount. It is basic, B-A-S-I-C. You put in B-A-S-I-C and you'll get your discount, my darlings. We're going to get on down with it. And listen, every show, of course, is being dedicated to the Zero Master from beyond. Listen, folks, let me tell you something. I got some hot stuff. I can't wait to talk to Bel Air. She's got a new single. It's time to vote, y'all. Y'all better get out and vote. You better vote. You better march on up there and put your vote in, my darlings. I got something to sing, and she got something to say too. Her song is hot. It is bad. It is banging. It is showing up banging. So listen, we're going to get to it in just a moment. But listen, you guys, while the music is on, I'm going to be doing some tweeting. You guys know I'm always tweeting on Twitter about music that we have on this platform. But I want you guys to go over to Facebook, use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network, when the page comes up. Give it a follow, and I greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, do your thing up in here. Hi, Dale.
Hi, Hello. How are you?
Fine.
Can you hear me?
Did you hear me earlier? I just lost her. I'm not sure what happened. Let me get her back. Let me get her back. This is Bel Air. She's got a hot song. I'm going to get her back. Give me 1 second. One moment. Hold on. Y'all know this is a live show. It is not pre-recorded. This is a live show. Hi. I'm not sure what happened.
You?
It dropped off. I'm doing fine, thank you. It dropped. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened, but it dropped. So I just gave you a quick call back.
Okay. I'm back on, I think.
Yes, you are. We are live. You're on the Fierce Female Network. And I wanted to say hello to my good friend Jim Mahoney. He listens everywhere, and you guys know that we're all over the world. Thank you for listening in. I just want to thank the listeners for listening in all over. And so as they know that I have Bel Air. Now, listen, tell me, how long have you been in the music industry? Tell me all the good stuff, and we are going to get to the song, Get Out. It's Time to Vote. That song is just so, oh, my goodness, it is just so phenomenal.
I am so excited. First, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Before I start, but I've been in the music industry for over like 15 years. I come from a musical family, from singing in the church with my dad, home entertainment, families and friends, and you know how you'd have to be the entertainment in front of your family. It was awesome, but I was inspired by my aunt. She used to sing in a group that traveled statewide, kind of like the Supremes. And then in hopes of making it big, life took her in a different direction. And so I'm carrying the torch for us.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, listen, I'm going to get right down to the meat and potatoes. And it is this song, Vote. I am loving it. Of course, I love the message that you have. And the song is just phenomenal. So, of course, this is a very important election. Everyone needs to get out there and cast their vote. And I love what you're doing, and I want to applaud you. I really appreciate you putting a message in the song. So how did you come up with the idea and the message in the song? I mean, is it something you always knew that you wanted to do for this particular election, or did it just kind of tell me about the journey of it coming together, coming to fruition?
Okay, well, the journey of it coming to fruition was the song originated from It's Time to Vogue, and I had written that back in like 2016, and my father was still alive then. When he had heard it, he was like, you need to come up with a vote song. So it didn't hit me at the time, but after, you know, his passing and stuff, I wanted, you know, to continue on my father's legacy. So I was inspired by my father, who was a passionate advocate for living your dreams and giving back and fostering community unity. Mm. He taught me that coming together as a people was essential for making a difference in the world.
Yes.
So his beliefs were life-changing. It encouraged me, and it motivated me to get others out there to vote and to ensure that your voice is heard and to speak your truth and to stand up for what you believe in. This is our time.
Yes, it is. I love it. I love that because you're absolutely right. Your father is absolutely correct. It takes a community to make a change, to really make an impact and a change. It takes a community of people to come together that has a single focus, a single mission to change one particular thing. And so on that particular platform, that is what we have to do, is to come together. We're powerful standing together than being separated in division. Yes, absolutely. And so I do understand that. Now, is Chico here? I thought he was going to be here, so I'm not sure if he's here with us or not. Chico Bennett, the music producer?
He said he couldn't get on. I don't know.
Okay.
He's trying.
Okay. No problem. So Tell me about what you have coming up. I am going to play the song, of course. I couldn't stop listening to it. To really be honest with you, I could not stop listening to the song. And you guys know I'm doing the bank with VP Harris, the phone bank, and so involved with that. And you guys know that she's in Atlanta. They have a few performances that's going on with Spike Lee and some other individuals that's going to be performing and giving some words on her platform. I got the text. I'm not sure if you guys knew that or not, but yeah, she's have a couple of people that's going to be speaking. I wish I was there. I wish I was there when I saw the text today. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not in the right place at the right time. But how have you ever? So tell me about how Chico Bennett played a significant role in this music coming together, him being the music producer. And you guys know he's a renowned music producer, Chico Bennett. He's worked with a lot of different individuals. He's worked with Lady Gaga. He's worked with Prince, God rest his soul, and so many different others. And I want the illustrious Belle Aire to tell us about how she worked with him and what was it like working with him. Share your experience.
Oh, my gosh. Chico Bennett is amazing. First, let me put that out there. If you guys could have spoken with him, I mean, he's infectious. Collaborating with him on It's Time to Vote was nothing short of transformative. And yes, as you mentioned, he's worked with icons like Lady Gaga, Usher, Prince, Madonna. He has an incredible talent for bringing out ideas, bringing them to life. It was no different working with him on this project due to Chico's unwavering confidence, his keen sense of direction. It, like, dispelled all of my concerns early on. But his vision, I mean, it was clear. He said clearly, this is an anthem with a powerful message that will resonate with everyone who hears it. And I feel like that's delivered in the song. The message is there. We just got to get people out and come together.
Yes, absolutely. And so let me ask you this. Where have you been performing the song? And tell me what the road has been like as far as this song getting out there, being heard in different places that you might have performed the song. So tell us and share with the listening audience, because we are being heard all throughout the United States, and I really appreciate the listening audience being so faithful, and thank you guys once again for listening in. So tell me the different places that you performed or what's coming up on your agenda for the song being heard in various cities.
So it's just been released, and our plan is, you know, to release it not only just on a federal level, but all over the market. And I'm pushing not only the single, but I have an EP out called Belle, a podcast that I'm launching called Mixer. And then I'm working on booking headline spots for festivals with my DJing, like Tomorrowland. And then just my vision for these projects, it extends far beyond just personal accolades. I really have a commitment to empower and uplift others that's going to keep me busy for a real long time. So, I'm out there. I'm getting it. So just follow me. Right now it's available on SoundCloud. And I'm on all social medias. I am Belle Aire. That's BelleAire. And in 2 weeks, it will be available on Apple Music on all platforms. So you guys just get out there and vote, do your part, and let's unite.
That's right. That is right. And I heard you say that your vision is about empowering others. And I love that. And when I was talking to one of the individuals that's on your team, you know, I was just really so excited to learn about you. And I was looking at the video on YouTube, and I was just really on fire to meet you. I said, oh, my God, you know, this woman has something that is going to catch on and catch fire all across everywhere from state to state to state to state. because I think it's what your vision and what you have, I think is even bigger than vote. Of course, we've got to get out to vote on November the 5th, but I think that the vision that you have is a huge vision because you have a voice that's strong, a voice that's strong that is going to help individuals that may feel, maybe individuals feel that they don't have a voice. Maybe they feel that they have something to say and don't know how to say it. And, Belle, you have that torch. It's like you're carrying that torch like they have at the Olympics, and it's leading the way. It's like you can lead the way for so many different individuals and so many maybe small communities. And I just feel that, you know, about you. Your energy is just so powerful, and I think it's just wonderful.
Thank you so much, and for all of that. It's hard to, you know, to accept your flowers, you know, because we're all here for a purpose to do our part and pay it forward. But I am so grateful for you. And the reason why it's important to me is because my father instilled these and I'm embodying my father's legacy. You know, he taught me it's right. You got to vote. I witnessed him firsthand with the impact of his civil engagement that he had to deal with his voting and being part of. He sued the city because of racial discrimination with the fire department because, you know, they weren't promoting African Americans at that time. They were saying that they failed the test. He's always emphasized that our voice matters and get in there, change. When you're an individual, you can do it, but it's just coming together. And that's the thing. It's like sometimes people want to sit back and wait and complain about what happened, but you got to get in the fight. And that's important on every level to vote, not just federal,
absolutely.
But we're living in a time where, you know, we can easily become overwhelmed by the political wars and social divides. But this song, you know, it serves as a simple reminder that we all have a say in what happens if we choose to do the work. And it's important. It's more important than a wasted opportunity, the growth of neglect and responsibility. You know, we will have to make the future of our society better, a better place for everyone by just encouraging people to vote, ignite as a collective spirit of action, whether your beliefs are left or right, you know, in the end, just coming together, being that universal language of love.
Yes, absolutely. And I want the audience to know what you're about to hear in this song. The lyrics are very powerful. And the beat is just very infectious. I'm telling you, once you listen to it, you want everyone to hear it, of course. And, of course, you want to share it with so many different individuals so they can catch the vibe, catch the energy of the song, catch the message of the song. And I really believe that people than ever before are voting in this election. And so it's very important, you guys, to get out there to vote and listen. We're making history. We are making history, you know, with VP Kamala Harris. It's a history-making time. And so I just believe that she can win. I just believe that she can win. You know, and so with our vote, she can. And it's making history. It's about making changes. It's about making, you know, this world a better place. Just as the illustrious Belle Air has said, making this world a better place to live in. You know, and so let's get to the song. Let's get to the music. Vote. It's time to vote, you guys. Take a listen to this. It is hot and rocking.
Okay.
Grab your shoes, your ID, check your list, stay ready. Don't let the chance pass you by, be prepared, it's your time. Stand up tall, speak your truth, every voice is strong and valid. Make your mark, it's time to go. It's time to let's go, hit the polls, let's go, hit the polls, let's go, hit the polls, let's go. Now walk, 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 now walk, 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 walk. It's time to vote.
If you choose it, if you don't, then nothing you'll lose it. We have the power.
go, hit the polls, let's go, hit the polls, let's go, hit the polls, let's go. Now walk, 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 now walk, 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 walk.
Nothing like that song. That is just so amazing. I mean, it is dripping with just, you know, infectious, you know, beats. It is just dripping with goodness. It is. It is like,
thank
oh my
you.
Gosh. You're welcome. You're welcome. You know, I wanted to ask you if it's okay. I wanted to ask a question about your father because I know he played a very, of course, an important role in your life. And you said how he made a change when it comes to, I think you say he was a fireman, and what is your father's name? I didn't, tell us more about that.
Thank you. My father's name is Rodney Bell, and he died of colon cancer. He fought for 10 years. It's okay. It's, you know, it's a part of life, you know, but I got to know him, and he was an awesome man, and I just, continuing his legacy. So, he just believed that a change starts with each individual, and he motivated me and encouraged me to get others out there to vote and to ensure that your voice is heard. And it's important, you know, speak your truth, stand up for what you believe in. And you're not alone.
Absolutely.
There are so many other people that are just waiting to know that they're a part of this community with inclusivity and unity. We're engaging upon one of the most politically divisive elections in this nation's history. And because it's so politically divided, the song's message of inclusivity and unity is a reminder that we are still one. We may think differently and have different beliefs, but y'all, we are one. United, we stand. So just get out there. Come together.
That's right. That's right. That is right. Man, I mean, it's like you're on the cutting edge of something bigger than what we can even imagine. Or what we can even fathom, you know, and you are amazing. You're an amazing artist. You're an amazing human being. And I just love what your father has taught you and what you're bringing to this generation and what you're bringing to this particular time of voting. You know, you're bringing an energy, you know, you're releasing. Not only are you bringing a particular energy, you're releasing something within the universe, I think. And I think that you're releasing something that we all need to hear. And it's going to help us to get up and get motivated, get energized, and stay motivated to what we believe in, you know. And so, and to hold on to what we believe in, like your father taught you about community. And listen, Belle, I believe so much in community. And, I mean, it's like we've got to make a change. Like you said, making a change. Things don't have to stay the same. They really don't. They don't have to stay the same. Things can change. But it takes us working together, unified, as you stated, mm-hmm. working together as a whole for things to change. And a lot of people think I'm so different. And it's like, but you know what, Bill?
Yeah.
I've embraced it. You know
yeah.
what, Bill? I've learned that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a right to believe in what I believe in, Bill.
Yeah.
And we all have
yeah.
that right. And we have that right
I
to
agree
vote.
With you.
You know? Yeah.
I agree with
so
you.
Man.
I think that the evolution of this genre is being driven by the evolution of consciousness of the genre's
mm-hmm.
artist. I believe that artists can continue social consciousness. The genre will continue to expand. And let's face it, consciousness is high vibration, and that's my music.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, what you just said, I don't know if you could, it was so powerful. I don't know if you could repeat it, but, you know, and you said about consciousness, and I had to think about,
yeah.
I'm all about social justice. And I'm all about thinking on a higher level in consciousness and living on a totally different vibration, you know, living it out in positivity and keeping your mindset in a certain way. And I like what you said about artists. And I think that artists now, we're moving in a movement, like an army, moving. We're
mm-hmm.
speaking through our music. We're speaking through our craft, what we believe in, like what you believe in. You're speaking through your craft music. Telling us to get out and vote. And I think that that's what we're doing. Me, I'm very artsy. I love music, and I'm very talented at writing, and I embrace that because I know that is okay. It is okay to write a script. It is okay to write, but it's
yes.
okay, you know, because whatever your gift is, Belle, God has given each one and every one of us a gift, and we have the right to use that talent the way that we see fit, and your gift is just so powerful and so phenomenal. And I can't say thank you enough for putting out this song. Thank you. And it's just it's well put together. It's exquisite. It's just beautiful.
You are so welcome. And I can repeat it because it's become a mantra of mine, if you like.
Yes, please.
Okay. I think that the evolution of this genre is being driven by the evolution of consciousness of the genre's
mm.
artist. I believe
mm.
as artists continue social consciousness, the genre will continue to expand. And let's face it, consciousness is high vibration.
I love that. Oh, it's like I can, yes, in your music.
Is high vibration. That's, you know, it's for healing, enlightening.
Oh, I like that. It's healing. Oh, yeah. You know, I feel like I could just wrap myself in that social consciousness. You know, I think on one level or another, artists are doing, whether they realize it or not, when they put out their craft and what they feel, you know, what they feel about something, they are putting out their social consciousness. They really are, whether they think about it or
yeah.
not. Man, so I could just wrap myself in what you just said. It's beautiful.
Thank you
beautiful.
So much. You are a beautiful light.
Oh,
I am glad
you.
That you have taken part of the day to spend with me. I am so honored. You're beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't change. You're
I
awesome.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. And really, I am, Belle, Lady Belle, I've been trying to figure out which person to send your song to. There's a lot, of course, there's a lot of people that's working the phone bank.
Kamala is a great start.
Oh, But, you know, there's so many legs, you know, there's so many legs to go up. There's so many people, what I'm saying is that's doing teachings and that's training us to be a movement, to be part of an event. And so there's different leaders, of course, all over the world. And so I'm like, man, well, which one is the best leader to send a song to that can send it to somebody else to get it in the right hand? So, you know, it takes time to, you know, for her to hear it. And it's like, man. So I'm like, well, maybe send it to all 10 people, send it to 20 people. You know what I mean?
Right. I was like, we just got to get it out there. Yes.
Yes. So
I will send you a list.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Anything else that you wanted to state? Of course, your website is gorgeous, and I want you to give out that information once again about your website, Bel Air Music, and your colors are wonderful. I love the colors. I'm all about color. And so I love the different colors that you have on. Your fashion statement is beautiful. You know, what does color mean to you? You're welcome. Because I think different colors bring about different energies. What do you feel about your light in different colors that you wear on, like greens and yellows? And
no, I totally agree. I believe in the whole like chakras, balancing, grounding, hugging trees, putting your feet in the grass, going to the ocean. So yeah, colors bring life of what you want to attract in your life. I've manifested my life, my journeys, and things come to pass. Believe it and achieve it.
Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about AI when it comes to artificial intelligence in music. You have I saw it. Oh, my goodness. She's just gorgeous. The character, the AI-generated I said, wait a minute, wow. I think it's fantastic what you came up with. And so what are your thoughts when it comes to using AI in music?
You know, I like AI, actually. It's going with the times of enhancing the things that it's kind of like how we used to have to start off at the library and then, you know, we've evolved and then we started asking Siri. I think that you still need to, you know, utilize your brain in other capacities because it can become a crutch. But I do like that sometimes it comes out with things that you're like, oh, I didn't think of that, and that could make this better. So I do like it as an enhancement. But I do feel like it could become a problem too of if it's too much overused of asking, and it's where actually I can tell you a funny story. So my sister's son, my nephew, he didn't like what was for dinner, and he told his mom he couldn't have it. And she was like, oh, well, I don't know what you're going to eat because this is for dinner. And he said, well, hold on, let me ask Siri. So he's like, hey Siri, can I have salmon? Is it healthy for me? And she was like, yeah, you can have salmon. So he said, oh, I guess I can eat dinner tonight. So it's, I don't know, it's a new generation. It's kind of funny. It's, yeah, I don't know. But I think it's good for some things, but not to watch your children.
That is funny. That is pretty good. Siri, what can I have for dinner? Let me say, you know, it's so funny. You know, now that you mentioned that, I remember when I was in Atlanta, and I was a friend. I gotta tell you, this is gonna make me look really crazy and silly, but listen, y'all know I'm transparent. I'm very transparent, right? And so I will share whatever happens. I was staying in Marietta. I had moved from one part of Marietta to another part of Marietta. And so my roommate, he was always every morning saying, what are you gonna read today, Alexa? What are you going to read today? And Alexa will start. Now, this was before I was in. Now, listen, this is God having truth. And I kept wondering, why does he keep asking his child all these questions? Because he had two little girls. He had two little girls, and his girlfriend would come over and pick up the kids. And so I'm like, why is he always asking his daughter? Well, listen, Bill. He was, of course, talking to Alexa. You know, it wasn't a person. And dummy that I am, I didn't know.
I love it. I I so love it. Oh my goodness.
And his girlfriend would come over in the evening, and she would go in the room and she would read a book to their children. And listen, though, I would come out of my room, stand at the door, and listen. I'm thinking that he's talking to his daughter, and sometimes it would be Alexa talking. I'm like, what is going on in there? Alexa is really talking.
You're like, you got a whole other person living here.
We lived in a bi-level townhouse. You know, it was like upstairs, downstairs. Uh-huh. It was really great. It was wonderful, but I couldn't figure out who Alexa was.
Oh,
but
my
anyway,
goodness.
And I felt so
that is
silly.
The best.
I felt so silly when I discovered he was this was before everybody was asking Alexa what the weather is. You know, it was before everybody was really using Alexa. He was already into it. He was ahead of his time, really. And so I hadn't heard about it, and other people hadn't heard about it. But now that, of course, the whole world knows what Siri and who Siri and Alexa is, it's like, okay, I feel really silly now. I feel really silly, but I'm going to play this song again before I run out of time, Lady Bell. So if I have the time, is it okay that I play the song once again?
Yes. Thank you so much. And I was also going to tell you my EP is actually on Alexa and Siri, so if you ask them to play it, they will.
<That's> Oh, my goodness. Okay, so here we go, guys. Here we go with this awesome song. Check this out. Check it out.
Grab your shoes, your ID, check your list, stay ready. Don't let the chance pass you by, be prepared, it's your time. Stand up tall, speak your truth, every voice is strong and valid. Make your mark, it's time to go. It's time to go, let's go, hit the polls, let's go, hit the polls, let's go, hit the polls, let's go. Now walk, 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 now walk, 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 walk. It's time to go.
I love it. You know, and what's great about this song, it is iconic, and it will last from generation to generation to generation to generation, because we will always be going out to
thank
the polls
you,
to vote in every, you know, election. So, you know, thank you for this song. It is so empowering.
Oh,
it's
you.
So wonderful. You're welcome. Listen, and also, I want to give you this opportunity. I'm not sure, are you in California? I wasn't sure.
Yes. Come visit me. I'm in LA.
Okay. Ooh, it's been a long time since I've been in Los Angeles. That would be, now don't say come visit. Lady Bell, I'm one of those persons. If you give me an invitation, honey, I will take you up on it, and I'll be like, okay, let's do lunch this week. I'm that kind of girl.
Yes, you have my number, and we're on the same vibration, so yes.
We are. We have a hoot, honey.
Yeah.
We have a great time. Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, let's do some things. I am, too, because I want to share something with you, not right now, not on air, but yes,
okay.
I would love for you to put a voice to something that's so near and dear to my heart, and some music, and you're so talented, and I would be so humbled if you would be interested in, yes, in doing a project.
I'm honored.
Been on my heart for years. Oh, I can't wait to talk to you. So listen, you guys, I'm almost out of time. And listen, you guys know this show is dedicated, of course, to my brother who is in the great beyond. He's looking down. He was a music person, Bill. He loved music. Music was just in his blood. So the best way I can remember him is in music, because that's what he lived for always, was great music. So listen, you are a beautiful light, a beautiful soul, and I thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I thank you for this friendship and this time together and talk. You're welcome. So listen, guys, please, if you came in at the middle of the show, of course, go on demand and listen to the beginning. You don't want to miss a beat. So listen, guys, this is going to be posted, of course, on Facebook, and we're going to have it on the page and, of course, on Instagram. So listen, you guys, it has been superlicious good all up in here.
In the special words of Don Kaneez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you